Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again for our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. Glory to God. Our subject for today is He Made Us a Promise. Amen. From the very beginning, amen, when things took a tragic turn for mankind, the Lord, He made us a promise, and He is true to His promises. He is not a man that He should lie. Amen. He is the immutable God, never changing God. Word lets us know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It tells us, amen, in black and white, that God is the immutable God, which means that He never changes. He never changes. Glory to God. So that when He makes us a promise, His promises are true. He will follow through. He's not like any of us. He will follow through with this promise. Amen. And it may not look exactly the way we think it will, but He will follow through. And everything that transpires will work out for our good. Thus says the Lord. The word lets us know that all things work together for good to them that are the called, to them that love the Lord and who are called according to His purpose. All things work together for our good. He made us a promise. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before You as humbly as we know how, Lord God, giving You thanks and giving You praise, giving You honor, Lord God, because You are the true and the living God, all power, all seeing, all knowing, omnipresent God. You are the great I am. You are the living God that spoke throughout the word. You are the one who spoke the world into existence and called each and every one of us to be created, Lord God, in Your great excellence. Lord God, we give You glory and we give You honor today because You are our salvation. You're our hero. You're our help. You are our strength. You are the one that is in control of all things, and You alone make all things new. Oh God, we humble ourselves in Your presence even right now, giving You thanks for all things, giving You thanks, Lord God, even for those things that have not been comfortable in our lives, those things, Lord God, that You have turned into something great, even though it didn't feel great at the time. But we give You glory and we give You honor, Lord God. I'm asking that You strengthen those that are still in the midst of the process, because when we are being processed, it is the most uncomfortable thing ever, and You know that already, Lord, because You went through a process in the earth, Lord God, to bring us to the place of salvation. Lord God, I'm so grateful and so honored by Your presence today. Bless and strengthen Your people on today, Lord God. Lift up their hands. You and You alone are the lifter of our heads. We can say kind things to each other. We can support each other, and we should. But You are the one that lifts our heads. Oh, Lord, You are the one that changes things dramatically and significantly. Amen. You are the one that walks with us, Lord God, even when we can't get a hold to another person, when there's no one to stand next to us, You are there, Jehovah Shammah. You are there. Lord God, it's Your peace that reigns. You are the light of the world and the light of our lives, and we give You honor, You and You alone. Bless, Lord God, this series as we go forth. Bless this message, Lord God, as it go forth, and cause it, Lord God, to touch the hearts and the minds and the souls and the circumstances of all that You have designated in the mighty name of Jesus. Cause it to move mightily in their lives, Lord God, by Your power. Lord God, change things in Jesus' name. Make all things new. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now. Amen, amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is my God, my healer, my Savior. He is my hero, my protector, my help. He is my deliverer, and He is the one who makes all things new. And I give Him glory. I give Him honor today. Amen. Our subject, amen, our topic today is he makes all things new. Amen. That is the name of our series and our subject, glory to God. I'm sorry, is he made us a promise. Amen. Our series for 2019, he makes all things new. And today, amen, our subject is he made us a promise. Glory to God. Amen. The word lets us know that every promise, amen, of the Lord is yes and amen for us. And we, if you are a Bible reader, if you have read through the word of God like we did on 2019, where our series, amen, was a year in the word, we read through the word of God, and there are numerous promises that the Lord has made to each and every one of us. And his promises for us is yes and amen. And even as I said from the top of this program, he is not a man that he should lie. Amen. And every promise that he made, he will keep. Every word that he has spoken, it is true. Amen. Because he is God. He is infallible. Amen. And incapable of lying. Men lie, but God never lies. As a matter of fact, he cannot lie. Amen. And we honor him today. He made us a promise. You know, this morning I was thinking about the significance of a moment. And I mean, I want to define the word significance for you. Amen. The Webster's Dictionary says it is notable, revealing, meaningful, likely to have influence or an important effect. Significance. Significance. Amen. Of a moment. How one decision can dramatically change outcomes. How one moment in time can change your trajectory and change the outcomes of your life forever, thus making every moment significant. In Genesis chapter 3, amen, Eve listened to the voice of the serpent and decided, amen, and I'm going to define the word decide for you. She chose, or she made a judgment. She decided to eat the fruit that they had been forbidden to eat, and immediately the consequences of that moment remained with her, and the consequences of that moment is still in effect to this day. One moment in time changed the trajectory of all of mankind. Now, in that same chapter, the Lord spoke. Amen. And I want to call your attention to Genesis 3 and 15. In that moment, the Spirit of the Lord spoke, amen, as he was, amen, going through that moment with them, amen. And he told the serpent, the one who had beguiled Eve, the one who deceived her, the one who turned her head, who distracted her from the word that the Lord had given them. He told that serpent that I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel, because he made us a promise. That was the promise. Amen. It was a messianic prophecy, a promise made by God himself that he will avenge that day when the devil came against all of mankind. He came against his first created beings, Adam and Eve, and caused them to be distracted, caused them, amen, to sin. Amen. The very first sin, amen, that came forth and changed the trajectory of all of mankind. Amen. But he made us a promise that he would avenge. Amen. He made us a promise that he would remove the effects of that moment. A promise to lead us and love us through our downfall. A promise to be our savior, our conqueror, our hero, our deliverer. A promise to defeat the enemy who seduced us out of our place of destiny. A promise that this battle is his. Excuse me. And that he would avenge us. A promise to remove the stain of guilt and heal our alienated relationship from him. Amen. The significance of a moment. in one moment of time, it changed everything. Amen. And another moment came forth that was also significant. He made us a promise. Amen. We're going further on in history. Amen. And the word in Isaiah says, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen. Because he made us a promise. Amen. This again is another messianic prophecy. Amen. Even connecting to that first promise of God that was made to all of mankind. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. He made a promise. And we see that promise. Amen. Coming forward. Amen. And taking shape. That promise. Amen. It's taking shape now, because unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And even let us know that government will be against him. There will be opposing forces that are coming against him. And yet and still his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He's letting us know that he was coming for us himself, because he made us a promise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He made us a promise. Amen. And further still, Isaiah 53, 5 through 8. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. And all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. Glory to God. He made us a promise. Amen. That promise still taking shape. Amen. From that very promise in the beginning. Amen. That he would put an enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. Amen. That promise continuing to take shape. For unto us a child was born, and his name would be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, letting us know that he himself was coming, amen, to keep that promise that he made to us, because he made us a promise. Amen. And that promise still taking shape and letting us know how that these things were going to come about. Amen. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. He would be wounded for our transgressions, and he would be bruised for our iniquities, because he made us a promise. All because our transgression, our iniquity, for our peace, all of it, for our healing, he made us a promise, because of our transgressions, because of our iniquities, because we made a decision from the very beginning that changed our trajectory. But the God who loves us, who created us, made us a promise. Amen. And in a little town of Bethlehem, that child was born. Amen. And the angels heralded his coming. Glory to God, because he made us a promise. The angels said at the birth of Jesus, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men, because Amen. The promise had come to life, glory to God, because he made us a promise. Amen, that he had to keep because he is God and he cannot lie. And every word that he speaks, it is true. He made us a promise. Amen, and his promise is sure. Amen, and it will be as he said it would be. Because in the beginning, when we fell, amen, he promised, amen, that he was going to uplift us, that he was going to remove us from the separation that death brings. He was going to remove us from the darkness that death had surrounded us with and bring us back, amen, to our place that we were intended to be in, with in relationship with the God of the universe. From the very beginning, we were in relationship with God. We were fellowshipping with him, amen. Just like we fellowship with one another, we had a relationship that was at peace and that was wondrous, amen, and that all of us, amen, should aspire to. Jesus came, amen, because he made us a promise, amen, that he would remove the stain of guilt, amen, and the consequences of that day. He made us a promise, amen, and on the day Jesus was born, the angels heralded, the angels rejoiced in heaven because all of mankind still didn't know. We didn't understand the significance of that moment. The promise had come to life because he made us a promise from the very beginning. The angels heralded glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men, because he made us a promise that in that place, to a woman who knew no man, he would come forth the Savior of the world. Amen. Isaiah 7:14, let us know, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. God with us. Glory. Hallelujah. He grew. Amen. He amazed. He ministered. He healed. He baffled. He angered. He taught. He empowered. And he loved, because he made us a promise. A promise to save us. A promise to heal us. A promise to redeem us from that day. Amen. He made us a promise in a significant moment to alter the course of disobedience and death, to realign and reposition us with truth, with righteousness, with holiness, with light, and with life. We were in darkness, separated from the very God that created us, loved us, and nurtured us. Jesus came that we would again be in right standing, right relationship, amen, and heal our alienation, bridging the gap of separation and ever mediating for us, that life and not death would overtake us. And on that day, when his accusers thought they had won the battle, when the devil was rejoicing in victory, watching as he was crucified for crimes that were not his, falsified by fear and the same sins and darkness that were ushered in the beginning, the very ones he came to save us from, something significant happened. Because he made us a promise. Because he made us a promise. And as he was on the cross, about the ninth hour, amen, Matthew 27:46 lets us know that Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? That was a significant moment, and let me tell you why. Amen, because death always brings separation. And in the beginning, when Adam and Eve sinned against God and they disobeyed the instructions that the Lord had given them, amen, death came.
came immediately upon them. Amen. Because death always brings separation. They were separated from the God who had created them, the one that they were in right relationship with, the one that they fellowship with. Amen. The one that they enjoyed the company of, the one who had taken care of all their needs. They were now separated by death, because death always brings separation. Sin always brings separation, and sin and death, amen, are together in this, amen, because sin brought death, and death brings separation. And in that moment, when Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? He felt the pain of being separated from the Father, because all of the sin that we have ever committed, amen, was thrust upon him. He who had no sin at all felt the impact, amen, the heaviness and the separation that sin brings. And he was in that moment separated from his Father. Glory to God. Remember the prophecy I told you, amen, that he was going to place upon him all the iniquity of us all. In that moment, he felt the iniquity of us all. What a significant moment. Glory to God. He who had no sin, amen, amen, for us. Because the animals, amen, they could not do it. They couldn't take away our sin. They couldn't fix our relationship with the Lord. They couldn't bring us back into our right standing. They couldn't realign us or reposition us back to the place that we were in the very beginning, amen, that where we were rejoicing with God, amen, where we were conversing with him one-on-one, amen, and he was taking care of us. They could not bring us to that place. Only God himself could bring us back to the place that we were intended. What a significant moment. He did all this because he made us a promise in the very beginning that he would put enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. Glory to God. Because he made us a promise. Glory to God. He made us a promise, amen. He made us a promise that he would fix our alienated relationships. And Jesus, amen, he hung his head and he gave up the ghost, amen. They didn't kill him in that moment. He laid his life down for us. He was the perfect sacrifice. And because all sin is worthy of death, he took upon himself the death, our sin that was worthy of death, and he laid his life down that we might live, that our relationship, amen, with our Creator would again be realigned, amen, and be back into the place where it was intended. Amen. Jesus did that for us. He came that we might again have life, and that more abundantly, not just in the then and there, but also in the here and now. He came, amen, giving us gifts, amen, so that we can get through this life successfully, no matter what the enemy throws at us, because the same things that he threw at Eve, he is trying to throw at us as well, amen. But Jesus came that we might have life, and that more abundantly, amen. On the third day, he rose with all power in his hands, the power and the keys to death, hell, and the grave, amen. We are not subject in the same way that we were at that time to death, hell, and the grave, amen. The second death, amen, we don't have to be a part of that, because he made us a promise, amen, a promise to bring back life out of death, amen, to bring forth light, amen, to those that were in darkness. We were once in darkness. Jesus is the light of the world, and he came to bring light again into our lives, amen. And all we have to do is say yes to this good and perfect gift that the Lord has given us, because he made us a promise, hallelujah, that he would overcome the enemy who had overcome us, a promise that he would defeat that enemy forever and ever, a promise to bring us through, a promise to bring us out, a promise to be our God, a promise to realign us, a promise to restore us, a promise to heal us, a promise to generate us, a promise to revive us, to bring us back to life again, a promise that he has kept and that he is keeping because he made us a promise. And because he is not a man that he should lie. Because Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. His promise is sealed in effect because he made us a promise from the very beginning. He made us a promise. Amen. And he brought forth that promise. Amen. Through time. Amen. Through 42 generations. That promise was being molded. That promise, amen, was coming into light. That promise, amen, was encouraging. That promise, glory to God, was coming forth. And then on that day, amen, that promise was born. Glory to God. Amen. And that promise came forth. Amen. That promise did exactly what that promise said it would do. And all those words that came forward in those 42 generations, everything that was spoken, amen, that promise came forth. And Jesus is still doing it, bringing forward that promise. That promise, amen, is the promise of life. That promise is salvation. That promise, amen, is that he would put his spirit in you, amen, and it would be the earnest, amen, the seal, amen, that God will see. That promise is that he was writing our names in the Lamb's book of life, and we will no longer be one of the condemned because of death. Amen. That promise, he made us a promise, and his promises are true. Every promise that is written, amen. The word lets us know that his promises are yea and amen. Yes, and so be it for each and every one of us. Amen. If you have not received the promise of God, amen, his spirit, amen, that he promised the disciples that he would not leave them comfortless, that he would come to them. He made us a promise. He promised them that if they would wait in Jerusalem, that they would be endued with power from on high. He made us a promise. He promised them, and his promise came forth. Because on the day of Pentecost, amen, they were there with one accord waiting for the promise of Jesus. Amen. And the Holy Spirit overshadowed them and filled them with the Spirit of God. And they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. They spoke languages that they had never learned in a school. They were poor and uneducated. And those that heard them heard the native tongues of their lands and wondered who is going on. We know these men and these women. They are Galileans. They are not educated as we are. How could they possibly be speaking the words, the tongues of our native lands when they have not been educated in such a way? But the power of God was upon them, and they spoke as the Spirit of God gave them utterance, because he made us a promise to endue us with power, amen, to seal us with his presence. He promised that he would not leave us comfortless. He will not leave us. Glory to God. He made us a promise, and his promises are true. And Peter stood up on that day, and he began to preach, men and brethren, amen, about the same Jesus that they had condemned and crucified. That same Jesus was the promised one, the one who made us a promise. He's the Son of promise, the Messiah, the one that you rejected, the one you didn't see. He's the one that came to save us, to redeem our relationship out of the hands of the enemy and back into the hands of God. He's the one. He's the promised one, because he made us a promise. Glory to God. And they heard it, and their hearts were pricked. They were sorry for the things that they had done. And in that moment, they began to turn, and they asked, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? And Peter gave them, amen, the word. And he told them, amen, to repent, turn away from these things that you have done and the wickedness, amen, that you have committed, and come back to God, and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins. And you too shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Jesus came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. And he promised that he would not leave us comfortless. He promised that he would overcome the enemy, and he has overcome the enemy, and he is doing so in our lives every day, because he made us a promise. He made us a promise, and he has not forgotten you, because that gift and that promise is to you and to your household and to everyone that you know, to all of humanity. That promise he made to us all, that promise, amen, he has kept, because he is God. He is not a man that he should lie. All of his promises are true. All of his promises are just. All of his promises are trustworthy, because he made us a promise. It stands sure, and we can stand on that promise that God will do exactly what he says he will do. Amen. And he's doing it. Amen. Take heed of the word spoken by Peter, amen, in Acts 2:38. Repent today, amen, so that you can be a part of that promise, amen, because he is giving us a choice. You can choose to receive the promise, or you can reject the promise. But consider the fact, amen, that every moment is a significant one. And if you choose to reject the promise that he made to bring us back into right fellowship, into holiness, into the light, amen, then you will have to, you will receive the consequences of that moment, because every moment in your life is significant. Remember that. One moment feeds into the next. It has a domino effect. Amen. It's going to fall up or it's going to fall down. Amen. I want all my stuff to fall up. Amen. And hit and transition me directly into eternity, into right standing with God. And that means believing that the Lord's promises, they are true, they are sure, and Jesus is the only way of salvation. No man comes to the Father but by him. We can't get through to salvation. We can't be in right fellowship with the Lord by serving another, by choosing another way. He is the only way. He is the only way to life. He is the only way to truth. Amen. All truths come forth from him. All truth. Glory to God. Amen. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. And you too, amen, will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost the same way they did in the beginning. Amen. Peter told the men and brethren on that day, this is that the prophet Joel has spoken, that in the last days, amen, that the Lord will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, amen. And these, if that was the last days back then, truly this is the last of the last days. And the Lord, he made us the promise, amen. Receive the promise today. Receive the gift of salvation today. Receive truth today. Repent. Turn away from those things that you know are right, and receive the word of the Lord. Amen. Receive his spirit today. Amen. Even Jeremiah said, call upon the name of the Lord, and he will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Receive the promise. Because he made us a promise, and his promise is true. Amen. If you call upon Jesus, amen, his word lets us know, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved, because he made us a promise. God bless you, and God keep you. God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for joining me in this, in our 2019 series. He makes all things new. Amen. He made us a promise.